This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Delivery apps rip off workers, customers, and even restaurants. DoorDash allowed sources to whisper to the Wall Street Journal that they were preparing to go public and cash in from investors despite losing money in its business. They need to hurry because reality is starting to catch up with all these predatory food delivery operations. Their workers are organizing, reacting to low wages, bad working conditions, and misclassifications. Restaurants are protesting in New York City and elsewhere about the ways that delivery services rip them off on fake trips and general price gouging. Who is benefiting other than these platform app companies, their founders, and angel investors? If it's not their workers or their suppliers, is it their customers? It doesn't look like it from a story in the New York Times called Delivery App Fees Leave a Sour Test by Brian Chen. In a bit of not-so-secret shopper work, Chen priced the cost of ordering a meal at Subway and Panda Express, comparing the pricing of four delivery services, Grubhub, DoorDash, Postmates, and Uber Eats. Trust me on this. If you have never used one of these delivery apps, don't start now unless you just won the lottery. If it's on your phone, swipe and wipe that baby off of it now. The markups were absurd. Uber Eats was the worst, and Postmates a solid second on a Subway order that jacked the bottom line price using Uber 91%, and Postmates rolled the customer for 62%. I know you've eaten at Subways. Don't lie to me, since we all have. On two small turkey sandwiches, which would have cost New York's Chen $13.21, Uber hit him up for $25.25 without a tip, with a range of fees. They charged him $3 because it was a small order. They added a 15% service fee and then a $3.99 delivery fee. Yes, we would think that the delivery fee was in fact a service, since that is the only value that Uber is adding, right? But maybe the 15% bite was a service, in which case, what was the other $3.99 other than pure and simple rent-seeking, as the economists call it? Postmates on the Subway order charged only $2.99 for the delivery fee, but went long on a service charge, at 16.4%, probably figuring that none of the customers could do math in their heads, but would be fooled by the lower so-called delivery fee. These national food chain services are adding a takeout fee of a couple of bucks as well, which some of them get away with, but small outfits end up losing money on these deals. Acorn Global Enterprises, doing business as Fairgrinds Coffee House, tried Uber Eats, but bailed quickly during the trial period before having to start paying the monthly participation fee and buy the iPad, because it was clear we would lose money on each order, and Uber had no way to really bring customers, as they claimed, or keep the coffee and food hot enough to make our customers happy. No surprise that small outfits in New York City are banding together to fight the fees. Chen found the cost even crazier at Panda Express, where a family-sized order of Chinese food that with sales tax would run $42 saw a fiver on top from Panda Express, and then markup from the four companies from 37% at the low from Grubhub to 49% at the high from Uber Eats. His message was either go to the restaurant itself because now it looks like a bargain, or eat at home. Why are people allowing themselves to get ripped off like this by these app scammers? Let's try to figure this out before they show up at your door. This is Wade Ranthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there. This is Wade Ranthke with the Chief Organizer.